Hey, believer, did you know grace was never meant to make you passive? There's a dangerous kind of Christianity that treats salvation like fire insurance. Hey, I'm saved, and that's all that matters. But Paul would strongly disagree. Yes, salvation matters eternally, but justification by faith was never meant to leave a believer unchanged. Grace not only forgives sin, it frees us from slavery to sin. Paul calls it the obedience of faith. And that phrase matters. Real faith produces real fruit, like we've said in past episodes. Not perfectly, not without struggle, but genuinely, actually. And when a person truly believes the gospel, obedience begins growing out of the heart like fruit from a healthy tree. And why is that? Because the Spirit of Christ now indwells the believer. And that means the Christian life is not merely about behavior modification. It is Christ living His life through His people. And honestly, that's pretty freeing. Because the pressure is no longer, can I impress God enough? The question becomes, will I trust Christ enough to follow Him? And faith obeys because it believes Jesus is better. Better than sin, better than compromise, better than my own plans, better than the empty promises of the world. Obedience isn't the root of salvation, it's the fruit of salvation. And healthy fruit grows from healthy roots. So, is your faith producing obedience, or have you settled into a type of spiritual passivity? Pray this with me today. Father, produce in me the obedience that flows from genuine faith in Christ. Here's two peoples that you can pray for today. Marco Gaspar and his family are national change makers in Portugal, and also the Portuguese Cape Verdean Lifeword broadcast for the people of Cape Verde.